All right, let's do this.
I guess this is time.
It's about time. This is super awkward.
So weird.
We always talk every day.
To each other.
To each other. And now...
we're publishing it.
I don't know what to do.
Well, welcome to the Iced Chica Latte podcast.
I even forgot our podcast name. Oh, it's recording. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Hi, guys.
Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome to
Iced Chica Latte.
Oh, it's so weird.
So weird to
say out loud. We'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get used to it.
Welcome to our podcast. Thanks for listening. If you are listening, cool. I hope you stay.
All right, so why don't we introduce ourselves first? Yeah. My name is Anna.
And I'm Janelle.
And we're both 29 years old, living here in Vancouver, BC.
We're both Filipino.
Yes, we're both Filipinos. I moved here about 11 years ago.
And I have grown up here my entire life.
How did we meet, Janelle?
We met... Wait, the real of how we met or like how you knew about me?
What do you mean?
You met me before you met me.
Well, that was online. That was like, that's like my stalking skills.
When people are like detectives.
Yeah.
On social media, like Anna's like a real.
If you guys need help stalking someone, yeah. I'm your girl.
Yeah, that's how she met me before I met her.
Yeah, okay. So backstory, what year was this?
Oh, 2016. We met in 2016.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, 2016. This is our retail days. So we used to work at Evernew in Richmond Center. Janelle was hired as a assistant manager.
Yeah.
And then I was the key holder in the same store. And
I was originally at a different store. I was hired at the Metrotown location. And then the district manager wanted to move me to Richmond. And I was working my first week at Metrotown.
Okay, let's go back. Now that you said like the district manager wanted you to move to Richmond, do you think it's maybe of the races? I'm kidding.
Oh, because I look Asian?
She's the perfect assistant manager in Richmond.
Because I'm Asian. I'm a generic looking Asian. I never get Filipino.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't think of that until now.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, you know what? Right? I didn't really think of that either.
Right.
Yeah, because I actually lived in Burnaby, so it was way easier to commute to Metrotown than Richmond Center.
Like, why would she move you to Richmond?
Yeah, and also Metrotown at the time also needed an assistant manager.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, okay, keep going.
Yeah, and then I think the first week I was working at Metrotown, Anna walked into Metrotown and you walked by the store and you saw me and you were like, where do I know her from?
I can't remember now, but I definitely stalked her before she even started working at Evernew. I already figured her out, her entire personality. Wow. And I was like, this girl, we're so opposite. And like, she's so pink, she's so bubbly, she's so friendly, and she has so many friends. And I'm like, I wonder if we're gonna, you know,
if we're gonna vibe.
Or if we're gonna vibe. Because like, I'm the exact opposite.
Yeah.
I'm like, introvert, I hate people.
My
favorite color is black. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I need to, you know, meet this girl. And then a few weeks later,
I started at Richmond Center. And I heard about Anna, but I did hear about her. When I started working with her, I was just gonna see how it went, because we are opposite personalities. Yeah. And I usually kind of get along with everyone, so this was gonna be
a challenge
because I had already you know, you already developed preconceived.
But did you stalk me though before?
No. Okay. I did not. No, okay, so I'm not very good at stalking people before. Yeah. I'm not good at faces either. Like, if I see someone and they're like, oh, hey, Janelle, how's it going? I'm like, where do I know you from? So I didn't stalk you or anything, but you had told me way after we've become friends, like maybe a year later, that's how you saw me first. You saw me on my brother's
girlfriend.
No, she was friends with my brother's girlfriend on Facebook.
Yes.
And then she looked at my brother and then she found me.
Because you know, you go into like the deep hole.
The deep and dark web.
Click someone and then the next thing you know, you're in their ex-girlfriend's page and things like that.
Yeah. And then we just ended up, I guess our opposites just worked.
Yeah, people say opposites attract, and I think that's
followed us correct. Our whole friendship actually. Yeah. People keep pointing that out to us.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that was circa 2016, and now we're 2024. How many years is that?
That's like
eight years ago. So we've known each other for 8 years now.
Yeah.
And we still work together, but we don't work at Evernew anymore. No. We work at a fashion wholesale distributor.
Long story of how we got there, but that's a lighter story.
Yeah, that's a story for next time. But yeah, we still work together. We still see each other.
Every day.
Yeah. Weekdays, pretty much. And then sometimes on weekends. Yeah, but that's how we met.
That's how we met.
So why don't we tell them why we name our podcast Ice Chica Latte.
So we both really love coffee. Mm-hmm. She is more of a coffee connoisseur than I am, but I only take my coffee iced, so
that's true. Yeah, even if it's winter,
dead of cold,
fall, winter, Janelle still drinks ice.
I was in Edmonton a couple weeks ago, it was -17 and I still got an iced coffee. Every day I was there.
I don't have a preference. I just love coffee a lot. Yeah. So either or, hot, ice.
She's the one that knows like the notes, you know? Like she's like, I could taste
the tasting notes.
The nut of the cocoa tree.
Chocolatey, vanilla. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot, guys.
She's
so
very particular.
I do really like coffee. We both love coffee. Mm-hmm. And chica, there's a lot of meaning. Chica in Spanish, it's a girl, but chica in Tagalog, which is Filipino, our language, chica means gossip or saying what's up or what's the latest.
Yeah, and we just wanted to connect to our Filipino roots, so we just put them both together, and now you got an iced chica latte, which is the both of us.
Exactly, and I feel like the conversation or the topics that we're going to talk about in this podcast are very kind of like things that you can hear in a coffee shop.
Yeah, coffee shop talk, you know.
Yeah.
You could sometimes sit there for an hour, 5 hours, and you just like talk. Exactly. You just keep going.
Do you sometimes like eavesdrop people though in a coffee
shop? Obviously. I suddenly get really quiet and then I'm sipping my coffee and I tell my friend to like shut up because I just want to. Because
you want to focus on the other.
And sometimes you're just like, everybody talks about different things in a coffee shop and then you're just like, why are you talking about that here? Other people can hear you.
So what you guys expect in this podcast is we're going to talk about, you know, our life as, you know, Asian here in Vancouver, how expensive our city is, and living in our late 20s, building your career.
Yeah, friendships, family, relationships.
Yeah.
Dating
here in Vancouver.
Not dating.
Situationships. Yeah, exactly. Travels. And like new restaurants, trends.
Yeah. Just like everything.
Everything that we're interested,
maybe you're interested in it too.
I hope you follow our podcast and don't forget to rate and leave us a comment.
We release our episodes every Wednesday.
And I hope you do follow our socials for updates and like maybe we'll do a Q&A.
Maybe one day.
okay, we'll answer your burning FAQs. Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, we'll have a guest speaker someday.
Wow, some guest stars? Yeah. You mean our friends?
All right, so follow us on our Instagram, which is icechicalatte.
And if you want to creep us, you can creep our personal profiles.
Mine is at Anna Vermillo.
And mine is at Originelle.
All right, see you guys every Wednesday.
Okay, bye. Thanks for listening.